And we're back, listeners. Ray J here to help you fight the rainy April blahs with the KFM Mid-Morning 80s Movie Quiz. Win some cash and show everyone how smart you are. Okay, Janet, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good girl. So you've had the break to think it over. Now we're going to need an answer. What movie is this quote from? Let's give it to her one more time, Jerry.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Janet, we're going to need an answer, hon. Give us the movie title. That'll win you the mid-morning 80s movie quiz $75 jackpot.
Okay. Is it Are We There Yet?
Oh! I am sorry, Janet. Not only was that not the correct answer, but I officially fine you $75 for suggesting a crappy ice cube vehicle. And click. Now, I know there's no need to reveal the answer for the righteous listeners out there, but for the benefit of those just tuning in, the quote for today's movie quiz was from Uncle Buck, as spoken by the late great Canadian export John Candy. Well, that's enough from the unwashed masses. Now, here's a song for brave local men and women out there faced with the first onslaught of tourist season. Stay strong, smile nice, and keep that tourist money coming in.
It's a still in the night, a tuneless moonlight.
Red Mist, a three-part pod play written by Robert Walker, voices by Maggie Taylor, Eugene Fondier, Jeremy Taylor, Robert Walker, Deanna Spencer, Nick Lessig, and Ashton Taylor.
Is it safe, Daddy?
Of course. Just be sure to hold on to the railing. They're going to take us even closer than this.
First time on the Maid of the Mist?
Yep. He had us up at 6 this morning. He was so excited.
Well, listen to your old man, kiddo. Just hold on tight and enjoy the ride. We'll take care of everything else. And you can always go down to the first level if you get scared.
We're good here. Thanks.
All right. Everything's 5x5, Captain. Wish I could say the same about the temperature.
I hear that. This has to be the coldest first round of the season ever. But on the bright side, there's less chance of me having to freeze my rocks off marrying anybody.
Looks like most of the early birds were at least smart enough to wait until the sun was all the way up. I count only about 100 down below and maybe 200 on the second deck.
Need a hand there, Champ?
There's a group of blue hairs from Scarborough who want extra ponchos. I thought we kept them up here.
Ha! Another joy of the first run of the year. Everything out of storage and back where it should be.
Yeah, my money's on Carol. You know she's still pissed at me for. Aha! Here's the bastards. I better run these out before the natives... Shit, I didn't see. Man over?
No, it's that group of girls on starboard. They're pointing over the side.
Christ, I hope it's not a floater. Did you hear anything before we left?
No, nothing. You got this?
Yeah.
Somebody help!
Holy crap! Out of my way, please. Stand aside. Let me through.
He's there. He's right there.
I see him. Jesus Christ, he's alive. Sir? Sir, can you hear me? We're gonna get you out of there. Mike, we've got a man in the water. He's still alive. Guy's hanging from the top bumper. Cut the engine so we can haul him in.
Got it. Full stop.
He's slipping.
All right, you, big man.
Me?
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Bill.
Okay, Big Bill. I can reach him. But I need your muscles and someone else to hold my legs and haul us up.
I can help him.
Good man, what's your handle?
Greg. Greg Spencer.
All right, guys. Don't let go. Got me?
Got it.
All right, let's do this. Sir? Sir, I'm going to lean over the side and slip my arms under yours. You just do your best to wrap your arms around me. Almost there. Almost the shit, he's heavy. So, I almost lost him. All right, I got him. Pull us up.